FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, footballers make crores, but game is nonsense, meaningless, says Kerala Islamic clergy. Kochi. The other day the Samastha Kerala Jamiyatul Khutba Committee, the organization of Khabis who deliver Friday speeches in mosques, called for stopping the football frenzy. Now, Sunni Yuvajana Sangham, SIS, leader Parode Abdurrahman Sakafi requests the religious leadership to come forward against this craze. And, Salahi preacher Abdul Musin Aidid said that the football craze is anti-Islam. Aidid blasted the people who call prominent star players gods. They claim, nothing is impossible for them. They make crows with it. It does not make any sense. People behind these dramas exaggerate the players. They erect cutouts as if it is the symbol of their pride. This is the latest episode of religious fundamentalism, which does not approve of games, sports, arts and entertainment. This is a Talibani trend, a threat to civilized and healthy social life, a sterling characteristic of Bharatiya culture. Last week, Samastha Kerala Jamiyatul Khutba Committee called on the believers not to be carried away by the football craze. They maintain that even though football is not a banned game for Muslims, they should avoid extravaganza in its name. Games influence people, but they should not turn into an intoxicant. Religion has set some limits for everything. The message has been conveyed to the preachers to highlight it in the Friday speeches. The statement says hero worship is against the spirits of Islam. Huge, cut-out culture is against monotheism, the basic tenet of Islam. Omnipresent, cutouts will lead to hero worship, hence polytheism. Islam is for worshipping only Allah. It says football matches generally occur at night, leading to missing the congregational prayers. Khutba Committee General Secretary Nasser Fizi Kudathai says football fans develop an interest in one or another player. But, the claim should not develop into worship which could lead to slavery. Islam does not permit reckless indulging in sports and games or making life itself a sort of entertainment. Then comes the crux of the call. Should refrain from promoting teams of countries hostile to Islam. Another interesting point is his apathy and hostility towards the Portuguese team. He says Portugal was the first colonial invader in Bharat. He would not say anything about Muhammad bin Qasim, who invaded Bharat in 711 AD and conquered Sindh, the integral part of the undivided Bharat, let alone Khilji, Ghazni, Mughals, and so on. For him, Islamic invaders are not invaders. He starts counting from Portugal. Impartial observers can see neo-Talibanism in Khubaz order to the preachers. Can anyone blame one if he calls it fatwa? Thank you for listening to The Organizer.